while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Thursday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The highly anticipated Purple Rain musical debuts in Minneapolis tonight. Anoka is making their social district a year-round event. And Minnesota Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy is facing questions about his injured ankle. But first, if the federal government shutdown doesn't end soon, Minnesotans on food assistance could be facing a crisis.
State officials say if the shutdown continues into November, funding will dry up for SNAP benefits or food stamps.
The scale of this is enormous, and the changes are really worrisome.
Zach Rodvold is director of government affairs with Second Harvest Heartland, the second largest food bank in the country here in the Twin Cities.
There are lines at food shelves out the door in many cases, running out of food in some places already. And so if you think about 450,000 people in Minnesota losing food assistance and having to turn to their local food shelf or food pantry, that is going to be very difficult to absorb.
Rodvold says the fastest growing population at food shelves is people who are working at least one job. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Another blow to Minnesota soybean farmers already feeling the effects of tariffs as China opts to buy more non-U.S. grown soybeans. Minnesota Soybean Growers Association President Darren Johnson.
There was another 20 tenders that China bought from Argentina. You know, unfortunate timing through that, but that pushes China out at least into probably December, first part of January, with not needing to purchase any soybeans from us.
Johnson telling the WCCO Radio Morning News they're working to identify, establish, and strengthen markets outside of China, which purchases roughly 25% of total soybean production from the United States. Minnesota DFL State Representative Kelly Moeller opening up about her decision not to run for re-election next year. Moeller tells WCCO Radio's Vanita Sakar. It's a decision she talked about with the late Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman earlier this year before she was assassinated in June.
And so I just want to be very clear that it isn't due to the recent events of this summer, although I certainly understand if people wouldn't run because of that. This was something I've been thinking about for a while.
Moeller says the timing was right and that if people don't run for office out of fear, then we lose as a democracy. The city of Anoka's social district is now a year-round event, allowing people to bring open alcohol to certain streets, sites, and establishments.
Anoka Mayor Eric Skogquist telling Vanita Sakar on the WCCO Radio Morning News that they've slowly been expanding the social district's footprint since it debuted in 2023.
Most of which were non-bar restaurants asked for its expansion to allow people to sip and stroll and to shop and check out the whole downtown. And now this year, after another successful year with really no issues with on the public safety side of things, we've decided to expand it all year long.
The Anoka Social District runs 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, with an exception to the city's Halloween parades. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Vernon Avenue and Highway 100 interchange construction project has severely affected business on Grandview and 50th and France in Edina. City Council member Carolyn Jackson suggests an easier route.
You can access 50th and France by coming north on France from 62 in France and coming south from Excelsior in France. So France is wide open now, so you can still get there. You don't necessarily have to take 100. So I want to encourage people to think of getting to 50th and France from those routes.
To ease the struggle of these establishments, the city began the Worth the Detour Passport Program, in which shopgoers can pick up a passport and then a stamp from each business when they make a purchase. After 5 stamps, they'll be eligible for a prize drawing. The passport program lasts until November 15th. Minnesota Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy facing questions about his injured ankle and possible return ahead of Sunday's Week 7 matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ankle is, you know, it's getting there. I wouldn't say it's 100% right now, but, you know, we're striving every day to get there as fast as possible. So.
ESPN's reporting McCarthy received second opinions and that his timetable to return could be up to 6 weeks. Head coach Kevin O'Connell has yet to name a starter, but all signs indicate Carson Wentz will make his 4th consecutive start. Finally, the team behind the highly anticipated Purple Rain musical are teasing some new unique show elements ahead of its Minneapolis debut. 2 weeks of preview performances get underway tonight at the State Theater with the promise of a thrilling homage to the late great Prince in his hometown. Brandon Jacobs Jenkins is the book writer for the show. He says the production will be expanding on the iconic 1984 film in some unique ways.
We decided to crack open the Apollonia character in a way that I think is going to surprise people who are familiar with the movie. And it was a risk. And we've been scared every time we've had to do anything like release who the actor was or share pieces of it. But I think it's paying off.
The show opens tonight in previews and runs through November 23rd before heading to Broadway. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.